Wind rush, woman loses high court bid to remain in UK, date modified colon 2024-11-20T20:42:56.398Z, description colon Janelle Hippolyte's siblings have leave to remain in the UK, but she has been denied the right, comma dot. Daughter of Windrush man loses bid to remain in UK, courtesy of Janelle Hippolyte. Janelle Hippolyte said she was devastated by the judgment and plans to appeal. A woman whose father came to the UK as part of the Windrush generation has lost a high court challenge after she was denied indefinite leave to remain, ILR. Janelle Hippolyte, 41, whose two children were born in the UK, challenged the Home Office's refusal to review its decision, after ILR was given to her brothers and father because of the latter's Windrush status. Her lawyers had said her case was identical to those of her brothers, but the Home Office said her bid was lawfully refused. In a ruling on Wednesday, Mr. Justice Clive Sheldon dismissed Ms. Hippolyte's case, saying she had not suffered a historic injustice. He said, the Secretary of State would have been highly likely to decide that, although the claimant was a child of a member of the Windrush generation, her claim was not really equivalent to a Windrush scheme claim, as she, and her father, Cletus Hippolyte, had not suffered a historic injustice. The Secretary of State would have been highly likely to decide that there was no reason therefore for the Secretary of State to make an exception to the Windrush scheme in the claimant's case. Courtesy of Janelle Hippolyte, Janelle Hippolyte moved to the UK aged 17 to be with her parents, and stayed for 2 years on a student visa. The court in London heard in a two-day hearing last month that Ms. Hippolyte, a St. Lucian national, originally came to the UK as a 17-year-old student in 2000, but left in 2002 to comply with immigration rules after her student visa expired. In written submissions, her barrister Chris Butler KC said her father's ILR status was not officially granted until 2003, and that she left the UK because the Home Office failed to issue identity status documents to her father which confirmed this. Ms. Hippolyte did not make an application because she did not know that her father had ILR status, Mr. Butler said. Courtesy of Janelle Hippolyte, Ms. Hippolyte's lawyers said she had a strong family connection to the UK. Her brothers arrived in the UK in 2007, the court heard, and had ILR applications refused but overstayed, breaching immigration rules, until they successfully applied under the Windrush scheme in 2019. Mr. Butler continued, here the only relevant difference between the claimant and her brothers is that she complied with immigration control and they did not. William Hansen, representing the Home Office, said in written submissions that Ms. Hippolyte applied to the Windrush scheme in August 2020, and was refused in February 2021 because she had not been continuously resident in the UK since arriving in the country. He said a request to review the application was rejected in July 2021, and a fresh application to the scheme was made in October 2022. Fight on, the new application was refused on the same grounds, with further reviews rejected in 2023. He said that Ms. Hippolyte and her siblings were in a materially different position. Ms. Hippolyte said she was devastated by the judgment. It will turn my own life and that of my children upside down, she said. I hope to appeal the judgment and fight on for the right to stay in the UK, which is my home and my children's home. Listen to the best of BBC Radio London on Sounds, and follow BBC London on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Send your story ideas to hello.bbclondon@bbc.co.uk. More on this story, Mother Fights Windrush Injustice in High Court, Who Were the Windrush Generation, related internet Lynn.